In this between screening units, then you can see that there are some places where you always get the radiotherapy, so this is where you don't get radiotherapy with breast conserving surgery, and there are some places where you know up to 35% of people with breast conserving surgery are not getting it. Now, 3 out of 5 of these high ones are actually in the east of England.
It must be a data recording issue, Judith, mustn't it?
Every year, I'm sure you're aware, we ask Quarks to look at their outliers and report back nationally. And in reviewing these figures, particularly with the adjuvant therapy audit, what we're finding is that most of it is a data entry problem, in that the information is not getting back to the screening unit, particularly in terms of radiotherapy. If the patients have had chemotherapy as well, the delayed radiotherapy, if you like, is information that's not in there. So I think we've got to be a bit cautious at looking at this data until we know the responses that people bring back to us about the outliers.
I would say that what we do encourage the QA reference centres to do is to look at their own data before they come into the national audit, so that hopefully those issues have been resolved before. And if you see that you're really high, and you can look at what the data were like for the previous year, and if you've got units like this which were outliers in the previous years, and you've gone back to them before and found that it was a data recording issue and there's still one, then it's worth trying to do that before the data come into the audit, so that we can actually say that we've validated most of the data ahead of time. Another question, sorry. Should have said